Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Adoption Focus. This is Jennifer Jaworski, a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan, and this is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption, and we provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we're super excited that you've tuned in today and continue to be in support of this program. We hope to provide ongoing education and support to adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. Today, I am excited to welcome to Adoption Focus podcast Nancy Cannon, and Nancy is from our Central Michigan office, which is in Lansing. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's just a pleasure to be here.
I was hoping you could start us off today just by telling us about your role and your work with Adoption Associates.
Well, I have been here since February of 1995, and as I recall, there were just a handful of us who started at that time, and I am the director of Central Michigan. I also work with birth mothers and have a caseload every month. I work with new adoptive families. I help with events. I do trainings. I work in education. Today I'm doing a safe delivery training at a local hospital. I supervise some support staff and staff, and I feel like I'm a little bit like a community liaison with the agency and those groups out in the community, such as hospitals and clinics, and getting out there and really networking with other people in the community about our not only the agency but about adoption itself. And I kind of think I have just a lot of hats in a given day.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I was going to say it, as has been the case with some of our other staff that we've interviewed on the podcast. You've got your hand in numerous different roles and tasks with the agency, which is fantastic because I think that it gives you a more global perspective of the agency. And I failed to mention when we started the podcast today that this is an ongoing series for Adoption Focus called Meet the Staff. And so today we are talking with Nancy Cannon from our Central Michigan office and hearing a little bit more about her work and about her personally. So Nancy, on a more personal level, would you mind telling us a little bit about who you are outside of work?
Sure. I have three kids, three adult kids. I have 12 grandchildren. So you can only imagine they range from 18 months all the way to 30 years old. So I'm having a lot of fun, and they bring a lot of variety into our lives. I love photography. I love to take pictures. I love my friendships that I have with other women and other couples. I look forward to traveling in the future. I really probably spend a lot of time with extended family. My extended family is very important to me. I have three sisters and my father, who's 89, and I love my great nieces and nephews, and we all have a place near Silver Lake, and so weekends are with extended family, and it's really been a blessing these past years to be able to do that in the summer months. So that's pretty much what I do.
Awesome, and you do also have a personal connection to adoption. Would you mind sharing about that a little bit and how it impacts your work?
Yeah, we are. My family is definitely love lines, not bloodlines. And we adopted our daughter from Korea at 6 months old in 1983, which is a long time ago. But it really impacted my life. It really actually changed not only our lives, but what I do as a profession. My husband was in business for himself. And I worked the family business with him, and I, after we adopted our daughter, I said, that's it, I need to change this career of mine. So, interned at this agency. So, and that's how I came to be at Adoption Associates. That adoption just was a real eye-opener for me. It's a life-changing experience, and it's just not something that happens to where you get an extra family member. It kind of changes how you look at the world.
Absolutely. And to that end, what is your favorite thing about your work and your role in the adoption process?
Wow, my favorite thing. I think every little piece of it is my favorite thing. When I meet a new family, they come in and we do a consultation. They're pretty beat up and they're pretty sad, and they sometimes feel really like they're at the end of their road. And I want them to understand that they can be a parent. That's really important to me because I remember feeling that way myself. It seems like every day is always a little surprise, and I find, oh, this is something new that I really like about this job. I love problem solving. I love, looking at a challenge and saying, okay, how are we going to do this? How can we do this? What's the best way to do this? I love teaching and educating, whether it's our families in a training or whether it's out in the community. I love educating people about adoption. And I also, from a birth mom, from my work with birth moms, I love to see them go on and do great things in their life, as if their decision to make an adoption plan for their baby really mattered, and they want to make a difference, and that's always a feel-good moment for me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What about something that you've kind of run across, Nancy, that you think people either are surprised to know about the work of adoption, or that they would be surprised to know about the work that you do?
Well, I think some people think that, you know, when you say, oh, I'm in adoption, a field of adoption, and they kind of think of warm puppies and unicorns, and it's fluffy. It's all fun, and it isn't. It isn't all fun. And people, I think, are surprised, and they say, you know, this is hard work. And we cry here, you know, all of us do. I think that would be something that would surprise people, that there are things that make us cry, that make us sad. And sometimes there are a lot of resources for birth moms out there, and there's not much we can really help them with always, and that's very sad. It's always sad when a family has a disappointment and we have a fall through. It's always very sad for staff. But it's also, you know, it's also a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I've been blessed to be a part of it. We have a good time too. It's not all sad, but I think people are surprised when I say sometimes we have sad moments. But we have a good time in Lansing, and a lot of ways throughout the years, I have had wonderful friendships come from this job, this career that I have, not only at this agency, but in the community as well, lasting friendships.
Mm, that's so nice. So. And I'm not trying to date you here, Nancy, but you have been with the agency for a long time. You said that at the beginning of the podcast.
Yes. 24 years, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. And so I do think that for the purpose of our podcast today, it would be also interesting to hear your perspective on how you've seen the agency change over the years, maybe what you love most about Adoption Associates, and any hopes that you would have for the future of adoption work.
Well, we've all seen the agency change in terms of staffing. We've all been reduced in terms of staffing, as has every other agency in this country, mostly because of our international programs. But I think birth moms are coming to us later than they used to. We used to get our birth moms coming maybe 4 and 5 months pregnant and starting out with us. So we're doing a lot of casework at the end of their pregnancy, which is something really unique. I don't think that we've experienced that to the degree we are now. Of course, we have fewer families, which is why we are always looking for families. And that's also across agency-wide. We're part of the NCFA, and they're saying all of the agencies are saying that. So I'm not real sure about where that all comes from, but I can tell you something that is the same, that hasn't changed in the 24 years that I've been here, and that's God is in this. And I see it with couples all the time. It's like when a birth mom makes a selection for a family, it just feels perfect, as if it was God himself had paved the way. And I see that over and over, and that has never changed, that he is part of this agency and has been, and we lean on that, and that's our strength in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also our future. So we are a faith-based agency, and that matters. So.
Oh, that was perfect.
And
I've been blessed from
it. Thank
you so much. Say it again. I'm sorry.
I said, and I've been blessed from it myself. So, it's an honor to be doing this work. It's been my life work for 24 years, and it's been a great, great pleasure to do it.
Thank you very, very much for today, Nancy, and for your contribution, you know, on a daily basis and then year after year to the work of adoption as well as to Adoption Associates.
Thank you for having me.
And for those of you that are listening, interested maybe in reaching out to Nancy for more information, she can be reached in the Lansing office at 517-327-1388, or you can reach Adoption Associates staff at 800-677-2367. We are now at the end of today's podcast, but we will continue our series of Meet the Staff next week when we will be talking with Christy, who's a caseworker in our Farmington Hills office. Again, you can also connect with Adoption Associates through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or on our website at adoptionassociates.net. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.